Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented and brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. So today we got, I don't want to say it's an epidemic, but I'm going to say epidemic because I feel like that's a word that I can use today and it's going to make something seem really dramatic. But this is dramatic. It really is. What's going on is people are eating Tide Pods. They're eating laundry detergent packets. Like, they're eating them, putting them in their mouth, and they're eating it. Or they're eating them. I'm going to get into that, though. So if you guys have a Tide Pod with you right now when you're about to devour it, please just hold on. Hold on. Let me just give you some warnings before you actually just eat it. Because spoiler alert, it's not good for you, is what I'm going to tell you. But just hold on, though. Hold on. I mean, don't. You can just pull over for a second. I don't know why you're just reaching into the canister, eating them as I'm talking. But just hold on for a second, and we'll get to that in a moment. A few things I want to cover with you guys today. We got people eating Tide Pods, so that's going to be the PSA of the day. We also have Healthy Trump. Basically, the president had a health examination, and turns out that he's 100% healthy, and people seem to be upset about it. It's interesting. It's weird. Very strange that people are so disappointed in someone's health. Also, I just want to tell you guys something. In California, we have this train they've been building for the past 10 years. It's supposed to go from the Bay Area to LA. The train was supposed to be like $1 billion. Now somehow this alleged cost for this train has reached $10 billion, which is why I'm trying to escape California, because they call it the bullet train, but it makes everyone want, everyone calls it the bull S train. If you can put those two and two together, I might get to that a little bit. I'm not 100% sure. We'll see how I feel, because it's upsetting to me. Also, I like to give you guys best history, as you know. Usually best history is something when I find something from the past that seems weird or confusing that we can all just laugh at, and then you can have a strange fact to tell one of your friends. What I'm going to do today, I'm going to change it up, and I've got best law for you guys. I have best law. It's going to be an interesting law that probably doesn't make any sense that I really don't understand. But first of all, this is what we're going to do. I want to get to the Tide Pods because I don't know if everyone knows how this started. I need everyone to know how this kind of got started. A while ago, someone wrote like an editorial of basically a toddler. They were imagining to be a toddler, and they were talking about how they would love to like eat a Tide Pod. Like they'd love to eat it, and it'd be great. Like they'd really like it a lot if they could eat a Tide Pod. And then someone else, they have the video like several years ago of basically a man who was sitting in front of a bowl of Tide Pods, and he was talking about like trying to resist eating them. So it's been like an ongoing joke like that. Ah, ha, ha, these things look like candy. And then the poison board or whatever, whoever's in charge of poison, like American Poison Control, whoever's in charge of poison, I don't know. They released a statement like, hey, don't leave these around children because they look really tasty and something bad might happen. Which, in everyone's defense, for anyone's defense that does not know better, they do look tasty. I won't front. Like, if you've never seen one, the Tide ones, not the willy-nilly ones that are just full of white powder. They're white and they've got orange and like purple swirls on them. They look like if I was three, I'd eat this. I will not sit here and lie to you. I'm not going to act all stuck up about it. If I was three, I would eat this. However, these things are dangerous and kids are eating them and they're putting it on YouTube. It's called the Tide Pod Challenge. I saw one guy, he had the Tide Pod. He poured laundry detergent on the Tide Pod. put in his mouth, he ate it, then chased it with laundry detergent. And here's the problem. This is where the plot thickens at, right? You guys know Rob Gronkowski, correct? He plays for the Patriots. He's a freak of nature. He runs through walls, runs the guys over. During this season, some guy like gave him a cheap shot, and while the guy was laying down, Rob Gronkowski basically ran and tackled the guy while he was already on the floor and put his spine, put his helmet onto the guy's helmet. The guy got a concussion. Rob Gronkowski's like 6'6", 260. He's huge. He said, hey, you guys, he had a PSA. Hey, guys, don't eat Tide Pods. They're dangerous. Now, Rob Gronkowski has played football with punctured lungs. He played football with a punctured lung. He plays football with a cast on his arm because his arm was broken during a game. And he played with the cast on it. And he runs through walls. This man is telling you that Tide Pods are dangerous. Now, I'm just going to say this. If a football player of his stature that plays with punctured lungs says, hey, man, Tide Pods are dangerous, that's all I really need. That's all I need to not eat Tide Pods anymore. That's all I need. All I needed was Rob Gronkowski to say, hey, man, don't eat that. It's bad for you. That's all I needed him to say. That's it. That is it. So if Rob said it, I'm not going to do it. That's like if you had a friend that's like an alcoholic, hardcore alcoholic, like stumbling, drunk every day, 9 DUIs, he's drunk all the time. Everyone, he always smells like vodka. Everyone knows he's an alcoholic. And he tells you, hey, man, I think you've had enough. If that guy says that to me, I'm done drinking. I'm done. That's it. No more for me. No more. So if you guys don't listen to Rob, I don't know who you're going to listen to. There's been a lot in the news about how they're trying to like stop people from eating these. The poison control centers have responded to 39 cases involving teens this year. So it's January. It's January, people. So let me explain some to you guys. Right now it's January. They responded to 39 cases involving teens. Now, that doesn't say adults, and I'm glad it doesn't say adults, because I don't need people knowing. I don't need like people that aren't adults knowing like how like dumb some adults can be. So I'm glad they just said teens. Today's the 17th. If we do 39 divided by 17, that gives us 2.2. So we've got 2.2 people getting sick from Tide Pods per day. This is a problem. This is a problem. So this is just simply my PSA of don't eat Tide Pods. And if you are going to eat them, this is what I would do. I'm not going to tell you how to eat a Tide Pod, but this is what I would do. I'm not condoning this at all, and I don't understand it. I really don't. Like, if I was four, I'd eat it because it looks tasty. If for a four-year-old. But let me give a little bit of advice. They're filled with poison. Like, they're filled with poison. And when something's filled with poison, like, well, okay, here's the thing. So you put clothes in your washing machine, right? Right? Okay. And you wear these clothes all day. They get dirty. They get soiled. Whatever you do in your clothes. Like, it's your business. If you play football in your slacks, whatever. I don't know. Whatever you do. Now, these clothes get dirty. And you put them in the washing machine. You need soap to wash these clothes. You put something inside of a washing machine that can dilute water enough for a cycle that's going to be an hour, and then wash these clothes. Then you put them in the dryer and you put them on again. You live life. The pods that you're eating are made for washing dirt out of clothes. Okay? I'm just saying. That's what they're made for. And with that said, they're dangerous. So if you are going to eat a Tide Pod, this is my only piece of advice. This is my only piece. Are you guys ready? Listen, if you're going to eat a Tide Pod, please be near a hospital. Just be near a hospital. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just go, just try to be near one. Try. Just if you possibly can. I need you to try to be near a hospital because you might die. That's it. Like, that's all I have to say about it. I'm not going to pat you on the back. I'm not going to say, hey, go ahead and do it. Hey, eat more of them. I can't. Can't do it at all. It's not going to happen for you. So good luck. Good luck with that, because it's not something you should be doing. I'm going to take a quick break. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you guys about I'm not even going to tell you. I'm just going to ask. I'm going to ask why everyone is so unhappy that the president is healthy. It's really morbid and strange. Everyone's so upset that he's healthy. I will be right back. And put the Tide Pod down because I need you to listen to my, to the next segment. If you eat the Tide Pod, you just might not make it. So be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen,
it's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
So they basically did what's called, oops, I'm so sorry, my apologies. Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. I was so excited to jump in and tell you guys a story that I just forgot the whole intro. My apologies. So didn't mean to throw you off there. Sorry about that. I was talking about how eating Tide Pods are bad for your health. And if you are eating a Tide Pod right now, I'm not judging you. I'm just letting you know that it's probably something that you shouldn't be doing. Like, I'm don't do it. Just don't. They're made to take dirt out of clothing. Like, that's, so you know how you spill something on your clothes and then it stains your clothes and you try to like wipe it off yourself and it doesn't work when you try to do it yourself with your hand? It doesn't work, right? Okay. So you put that same shirt in the washing machine with laundry detergent, and then the laundry machine and the detergent do something that you couldn't do with the strength of your hand. The strength of a hand of a grown-up human in like your nail or whatever you use, the napkin, you couldn't get that stain out. But somehow a washing machine and a chemical could do it. That chemical that's taking that stain out of that garment, you're putting it in your body. And it's just not good for you. I'm not a hater. I'm all for the food revolution or whatever we're doing now, everyone eating different things. I'm for it, 100% free. Maybe the Tide Pods are gluten-free. Maybe a lot of you guys are vegans and you don't know what you can eat anymore, and the menu that you're eating is probably just getting a little bit boring, so you figure, hey, I might as well eat a Tide Pod because this seems like it'd be gluten-free. That's fine, but you're going to die, so don't do it anymore. Speaking of health, the president did basically a health test or whatnot, and he's healthy. He's 100% healthy. He's under the BMI of by like 29.9, which the BMI is completely ridiculous anyway. Like, it's really archaic according to the BMI. According to the BMI, like, anyone with muscles is overweight, basically. That's how the BMI works. And if he was like 30, he'd be considered obese. Instead, he's considered overweight. He's 239.63, which doesn't really sound like overweight, because 239.63 sounds like, I think that sounds like a lineman. I don't know. But he's in great health, apparently, and people are upset about it because people are upset about it for obvious reasons. Like, I think they want to assume that he says that the things that he says that they don't agree with relates to him being a crazy person, but turns out he's not a crazy person. Trump doesn't work out. Only exercise he gets is golf. And he says, all my friends who work out all the time, they're going for knee replacements, hip replacements. They're a disaster. He doesn't believe in working out. He feels like it doesn't help at all. One thing that people are like doubting or whatnot, that they don't feel, how's the word? They don't feel, one thing that isn't mentioned a lot, and it said this was only mentioned by Trump supporters. I know this because I've watched a few interviews of his. He doesn't smoke or drink, like, at all. Like, he doesn't. I watched something where he said, like, he had, like, a glass of champagne a couple of times, but he doesn't smoke or drink at all. He said his brother was, like, an alcoholic, and he just saw, like, what it did to his looks and everything, and he doesn't do that at all. Now, the article says, good genes, how can Trump eat a lot of fast food, exercise a little, and still be healthy? But he doesn't drink or smoke. And I find this really interesting because they said he's in excellent health and so many people are upset about it. And I think it's because, like, were you guys hoping on like an early exit because of like death or something? Like, I want to know why everyone's so upset. It just seems so wrong. Were you like, okay, well, if he's a crazy person, maybe he may not be there that long. Or if we find out he's a crazy person, then we can excuse basically more of the things that he says. But turns out he's not a crazy person, and he's in great health. Just recently, he made a statement that said, "Why do we have to accept these people from S-hole countries?" And people didn't like it. They didn't like the statement. The statement leaked out, and it turns out that he said that, and then like it was stated that he said that. So here's my problem. Like, here's my problem. This has been happening a lot, not this year, but like last year. I'm going to even say a lot. I'm going to say over the last like 2 or 3 years, people have been saying stuff behind closed doors and like meetings, and it's been leaking out. And that concerns me because I completely get it. There's things that you shouldn't say around particular people. You shouldn't say things. There's stuff that you should not say around certain people, period, just because it's rude and because you might get stomped out. It could happen to you. But I feel like if you're in a meeting or if you're within a negotiation or like handling something, and like some type of conference call, and someone says something within a business environment or in the privacy of, I don't know, 7 to 10 people, not even, that's a lot. 5 to 7 people, then that should remain private. I know that you can't say, why do we have to accept people from S-hole countries? You shouldn't say that. That's something that you should probably never, ever say. However, it's also something that if you say, you probably expect it not to get out. So I don't know who's snitching in all these conference call meetings because, and don't get me wrong, let me make something very, very clear. I don't agree with the statement at all. It's wrong. Probably shouldn't say that. Everyone here is from the origin of some country that probably isn't the best country. I'm not 100% sure. And it's fine. I get that. Probably not something you should say. I'm just saying that if someone says, hey, why do we have to accept all these people from S-hole countries? And you say it in like among people that I guess you'd be okay with saying that around, I don't feel like that should leak out. I don't. I feel like I'm not excusing that behavior. I just feel like maybe people should stop snitching. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That is it. That is all I'm saying. Because obviously, and we can't negotiate terms. Here's the thing. If we can't come together and negotiate terms for certain deals or whatever these people were doing, even with the contract negotiation for the NFL, when one guy said we can't have the prisoners running the asylum or whatever, if we can't like trust each other to have these conversations with them within one another, how can we trust each other to make a negotiation? How? So just letting you guys know, he doesn't say crazy things because he's a crazy person. He just says them because that's how he feels. I don't know if that's supposed to make everyone feel better or make everyone feel worse, but like hoping for someone to die and being upset that they're healthy, I think it's kind of rude. I think everyone's like, when's the health report going to come out? When's the health report going to come out? And it comes out and it's like, oh man, he's healthy. I feel like that's rude. I don't know. He's not my favorite person either. I just think it's rude for you to really just hope and pray that someone's unhealthy. It ain't right. And shout out to Trump for not being like a drinker or a smoker, because like not poisoning your body with multiple chemicals is important. As I talked about earlier with Tide Pods, it's the same thing. So if like 20 years from now, right, when everyone's eating Tide Pods, everybody's just chilling eating Tide Pods because that's the thing that we do now. I'm going to get back to this. I got to pay a quick bill. When I get back, I'm going to tell you guys about what's going to happen soon when everyone just actually, we're just going to do this. We're going to do this now. Say 20 years from now, everyone's just eating Tide Pods all willy nilly. We're like, Tide Pods, Tide Pods, Tide Pods. That's what we're doing now. People are dying left and right. We're growing extra ears from the chemicals. And someone ends up being really healthy. I'm like, oh my God, man, how are you so healthy? What's going on? Well, I don't eat Tide Pods. Nah, that can't be it. That can't be it. It can't be the Tide Pods. Yes, it's the Tide Pods. You're not supposed to eat those. And that's what's going on with cigarettes and alcohol. I mean, do I participate in the libation here and there? Of course I do. Do I smoke? I don't. I was telling you guys in my last show that out of 5 smokers that all try one cigarette at a younger age, 3 of them will become addicted for life. Why? Because cigarettes are addicting. You'll smoke them forever. It's poison. It's poison. So the president chooses not to take in any poison, and that's why he's healthy. So this is another PSA for you. I had an episode on Monday. It was about dedication. This episode is about health and PSAs. I'm making sure everyone's okay. If you don't want to die tonight, don't eat a Tide Pod. If you want to be healthy when you're 70, don't drink or smoke and become president. That's the moral of the story. Now I'm going to pay this bill that's way overdue so I can keep these lights on. When I get back, I'm going to tell you guys more about how you can one day become president. Be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented on and by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Check this out. So I was just telling you guys about how you could become president. Now, that may have been a little misleading because I don't know how you can become president, but I do know how you can remain really healthy and do things when you're old. So, not old, maybe old is a rude word, but I was telling you guys about PSAs. We're talking about health today, talking about being, I guess, physically responsible for our mind, body, and soul. We're not going to eat Tide Pods anymore. Whoever's listening to this, who's holding a Tide Pod, I hope. If 300 people were holding Tide Pods today as listening to this, and one of you guys put them down, then I'm happy. The rest of the 299, I mean, that's just the will of the universe. But that one person who put that Tide Pod down today, I commend you, sir or ma'am. Or child, I commend you. Or Minotaur, whatever you are, I commend you for putting down that Tide Pod. Thank you. I also talked about how the president is in great health. People seem to be upset about it because they don't want him to be healthy, but he doesn't drink or smoke. And he doesn't say crazy things because he's a crazy person. He does says crazy things because he likes to say things people disagree with. So you just got to deal with, you have to deal with that. That's what you have to do. Sorry, you can't just get out of your problems by hoping someone's unhealthy. That should be a lesson to all of you. If you don't like something, you can't just hope it's going to die. It's not how life works. You got to fix it or move on with your life. You can't just hope your problems are going to die. It doesn't work that way. So I don't know if this guy doesn't drink or smoke. I'm not 100% sure. But, and again, I don't have a problem with drinking or smoking. I'm just saying, if you got a 70-year-old president that eats a bunch of fast food and talks and says that exercise is unhealthy because it injures his friends, and he doesn't drink or smoke, I think he might be someone to take heed to. He might be someone to take heed to. Anyway, Trump is 70 years old. This other guy who's 80, Trump's peer, this man in Arizona was arrested for robbing a credit union at gunpoint. He was 80 years old. They said he walked into the bank with a handgun, demanded money from the teller, and was given cash before running out of the bank. He was 80 years old and running. There's no way. This guy either, he must be in his Trump plan where I'm going to eat a bunch of fast food, golf, give the middle finger to exercise, and I'm not going to drink or smoke, and I'm going to be able to run out of a bank when I'm 80. Or he's on a different plan where he drinks, smokes, and West Coast all day long, but he eats great and exercises. Because if you're 80 and you rob a bank and you run out of the bank, I feel like you're in great health. Was he arrested? Of course he was arrested. Like, of course. Like, I mean, where else is he going to go? He probably ran out. Probably ran out and then went straight to, like, wherever 80-year-olds go. Like, I don't know. Maybe he went to IHOP or something. Who knows? But he ran out. And they caught him. So I'm just saying that, you know, health is important. That's what we need to do right now. That this is where we're at. And I don't really know this guy's diet, but if 70-year-olds are becoming president and 80-year-olds are still robbing banks, then I feel like all of us need to follow our dreams. As promised, usually I told you guys that I give you what's called best history. That's usually something different that you could tell your friends. Nice little interesting weird history fact. But today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I have a couple laws that are related to our health, because that's what today's episode is about, being responsible, mind, body, and soul. Apparently in Massachusetts, it is not allowed for people to eat more than 3 sandwiches at a wake. Yes, this is the real law. You can look it up. You're not allowed to eat more than 3 sandwiches at a wake. And you want to know why? So that people don't eat out of depression. So that you don't binge eat because you're sad. You show up, you eat 3 sandwiches. You're like, hey, man, I think you've had enough. I'll tell you when I've had enough. No, man, listen, we can talk about it. You can't eat any more sandwiches. You can't. This is enough. This is enough. You had your 3. We're done. That's it. It's also to stop people from showing up at people's wakes just to eat food. You know, you got to buy your own sandwich. You can have 3. But after you have 3, you got to cater the party, go down the street to Subway. You need to figure something else out because there's no way you're going to show up to our wake. You don't even know him. You don't know him. Just because you went to middle school with him, you guys shared a handy snack. I just remember handy snacks come with that red stick, put the cheese on the cracker. So helpful. That red stick was so durable. It was mad durable. Mad. Anyway, that's what that law is for, to make sure people don't binge eat or eat out of depression. They should have something like that, like, hey, you're not allowed to eat more than a gallon of ice cream in a month, because a lot of people eat ice cream when they're sad. They should have laws like that for ice cream, just so that no one's like hurting themselves by eating ice cream when they're really sad. Secondly, I got another law. In Ohio, apparently it is illegal to eat a donut and walk backwards at the same time. When I first heard about this, I was like, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. Why would that be? Why? Why would you not be allowed to eat a donut and walk backwards? And I thought about it. Like, if you're eating a donut, you're already kind of walking backwards figuratively, right? I mean, depending on what you were doing that day or depending on like what your vibe is. If you're a donut connoisseur, if you're at Krispy Kreme like every day, not just someone that's willy-nilly you eat a donut because they brought them to work that day. I'm not talking about that. I mean, if you're a donut connoisseur, if Krispy Kreme knows your name, and you're eating donuts every day, you're already figuratively walking backwards. You're walking backwards. Now, if you're eating that donut and actually walking backwards at the same time, then yo, you're getting too willy-nilly out here. You're getting too willy-nilly with life. You can walk backwards or you can eat the donut. You can't do both. Mm-mm. What do you think this is? What do you think this is? You think you can just walk backwards? You can't even see anything. You're walking backwards. You don't have eyes in the back of your head. Do you? No. What kind of, you might step off the curb. You might walk into traffic. You're going to do that and eat a donut? You want to know why you're not able to walk backwards and eat a donut at the same time? It's already hard enough to walk backwards. Now you're going to walk backwards and feed your indulgences, let off some endorphins all in your brain while biting into a Krispy Kreme donut? No, man, we can't have that. We cannot have that in the U.S. We can legalize a whole bunch of drugs. We can give you all the prescriptions in the world. You can text and drive if you want. You can go to a lot of states and buy weed. You can go to a bunch of states and buy weed that's already put inside of gummy bears. And if you want, you can have a doctor prescribe you some Oxycontin that you won't be able to get off of. But you know what you can't do? You cannot walk backwards and eat that donut. We will put you in jail, sir. We will put you in jail. Another one. Here's the thing. I just want to thank you guys for joining me for another tremendously great episode of the GSMC Weird News Podcast, presented by and brought to you on the GSMC Podcast Network with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway. Live long, prosper, watch for potholes.